Y'all pray for us. I'd just like to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank Him for all He's done for me. I thank Him for giving us this song. He's been so good to me. When Satan, he comes to try to steal your joy. But I rejoice in the Lord. Amen. I thank Him. I can rejoice in Him. He is my joy. He is my salvation. I thank Him for being so good to me.
Amen.
Y'all just pray for us as we sing this song.
I thought that number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could without You holding my hand.
Oh,
I can't even walk without You holding my hand. The mountain is too high and the valley is too wide. Down on my knees I've learned to stand,
because I can't
even walk without You holding my hand. Bye. holding my hand.
And since I've made Jesus my all in all, from now on when I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. And if I don't trust in him, I'll be less than a man, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
Oh,
Lord, I can't
even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain is too high, and the valley is too wide. Down on my knees, I'd love to stand,
because I
can't even walk without you holding my
more than anything. Before I start, I just want to thank God for saving me and all he's done for me. And he's just been so good. And every time I sing this song, it just reminds me of all the times he's always helped me. And I can't thank him enough for all he's done. Y'all just pray for me while I try to sing it.
We're blessed.
Amen.
We're so blessed.
Lord's been so good to me. He's blessed me so much. I wasn't deserving as I am. The hell you know I was, you know, he reached down and saved me from a burning hell.
Yes.
I just got to thank him tonight.
Amen.
My wife was doubting her salvation. She wasn't sure. We was having revival. I went out that Tuesday evening to go to church, and just the Lord just told me, he said, your wife's lost. Went on to church, trying to worship and pray, you know, the Lord would just do a work in her heart. You know, when I got home, the Lord had touched her, showed her she was lost, and he saved her right there in our bedroom.
Amen. Yeah.
I just thank God for giving me the faith and the strength to stand. My Lord just, he's been so good. He put me in a good
You got something burning on your heart. Obey the Lord.
Brother Max, I do. I have talked to my Lord each and every day because he's so good to me.
Amen.
He just looks after me each and every day. The Lord's blessing is so good to me that I just don't know what to say or not do or anything.
Amen.
He's just with me all the time.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. And I just want to stand and thank him. For everything he does for me each and every day.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Max, I thank God for saying, man, I sit here thinking, chance to sing that song that I heard a couple years ago. And I tell Dave Payne, I said, listen to this, the wisdom of work. And I said, I want you to listen to the song. He listened over, we sitting there, we shedding good tears for a little bit, just rejoicing. And I said, I'm thinking, Brother Tony, you talked a while back about, we read scripture, visualize. And I can remember thinking back when I first heard the song, how I visualized how Jesus come out and he didn't say nothing. He just stuck his hand out and rebuked everything. And I thank God that he don't have to say anything. He just come to you and you just know that he's around. It's like, when he's up there singing, as the same person y'all know, y'all feel it, God don't have to say anything. The Holy Ghost is around him. And I appreciate that. I like that. And I was thinking today, I texted Brother Joe, we told him I'd be a little late, and I told him they won't miss the opportunity here in preaching. And I haven't been saved very long, and Brother Joe was very instrumental in my young Christian life, just seeing him, just being around, knowing he's real, knowing what kind of real Christian he is. And I thank you, I appreciate that, Brother Joe. It means a lot to
me.
And I'll never forget it for that. Me and him and the word he prayed in that trailer, and God, how sometimes God show up, Brother Judge sung it one day, and I'll never forget that. God come down. And Lord, I just thank you, and I appreciate that what you stand for, brother. And I do love you, and I thank you so much for your family. And I do love this church, and I love all these church people here, God. I love all y'all. I thank you for coming and back in this church. And I know it means a lot, Brother Max, and you don't know what it means to this congregation to see other churches come back this thing up. Oh, now we got to come together, our community. God, it's like Daniel preached yesterday. If we know time to run that for whatever. We know it's coming. We just don't know when. So we just need to band together. This could be the last battleground for all we know. This could be it right here in this little foothills of North Carolina. So we just need to band together. Just stay together. Stand strong. If you see that Christian person needs a little help, help them out. Stay together. I love you. Thank you.
Through the Son.
Amen.
A father must draw him.
Amen.
You've never been drawn, you've never been saved. You've got to be drawn to him. You didn't come to him, he draws you to him.
Amen.
Drawn by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
If our hearts are clear, I'm going to ask Brother Jeffy to come preach it to us.
Christ, I thank you for coming to me.
Yeah.
can't wait to see you face to face. Boy, I tell you, I get to look into your eyes and see your head. What about you being a travel bout? I want to thank you for how good you've been. I thank you for making yourself real to me here tonight. Well, I remember when you walked out on the water in my life, I was in turmoil. God, I thank you for giving your son for me. Who is refreshing as an ocean in the desert, and lovely as the flowers in the snow, and who is as watchful as an
appreciate you. Thank you. Life is blurred forward. You can preach to us what the Lord's laid on your heart.
Yes, yes.
Whatever
yes.
The hell the Lord leads.
It's been a blessing to be here tonight, and I feel overwhelmed. God passing through here on us. What a blessing. Luke chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23. I'll try not to be too long. I got about 15 minutes. Amen. Amen. Be past somebody's bedtime. But anyway, we're going to preach. I appreciate New Beginning Baptist Church, Brother Max, and all you folks out here at New Beginning. What a blessing you are to me. And we admire you and your desire to love God and pray. And it sparked desires in my heart to want to serve the Lord. And I appreciate you all. Appreciate everybody being here tonight. Appreciate the hands that prepared all the food. And we just thank you for being here. Appreciate your pastor. Luke chapter 23, verse number 1. The Bible said, "And the whole multitude of them arose and led him unto Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found his fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest it. Then said Pilate to the chief priests and to the people, I find no fault in this man. And they were the more fierce, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Jewry, beginning from Galilee to this place. When Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged unto Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who himself also was at Jerusalem at that time. And when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was desirous to see him of a long season, because he had heard many things of him and hoped to have seen some miracle done by him. Then he questioned with him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And Herod, with his men of war, set him at naught and mocked him, and arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him again to Pilate. And the same day Pilate and Herod were made friends together, for there before they were at enmity between themselves. And Pilate, when he had called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, said unto them, Ye have brought this man unto me as one that perverteth the people, and behold, I, having examined him before you, have found no fault in this man touching those things before you accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him. And lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. For of necessity he must release one unto them at the feast. And they cried out all at once, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas, who for a certain sedition made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And he said unto them the third time, Why, what evil hath he done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and let him go. And they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And the voices of them and of the chief priests prevailed. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. And he released unto them him that for sedition and murder was cast into prison, whom they had desired. But he delivered Jesus to their will. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon of Cyrene, coming out of the country. And on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. Verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them deriding him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. Verse 44. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the mist. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to magnify and glorify, Lord, your holy name tonight. Lord, we thank you for the door of opportunity to come, Lord, to exalt and lift up your holy name tonight. Lord, if there be somebody here that's God in the free pardon of sin, Lord, needing to be saved by the grace of God, I pray you to rest their heart, God, and call them, Lord Jesus, to a place of repentance. Lord Jesus, I pray you do that work in their heart. I pray you'd stir the saints of God. And Lord, I pray that your will be done. Now bless your word. Bless this place. And bless the seed that's been sowed and will be sowed. And we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' sweet and holy name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I want to preach for a little while on they'll never crucify him again. The word crucify means to impale on the cross. From the court to the cross and then to the cemetery is the summary of this chapter in Luke chapter 23. In this chapter we see the worst of man's action in the barbaric treatment of Jesus Christ. Jesus is brought before Pilate after Judas betrayed him in the Garden of Gethsemane with a kiss. The traditional greeting of one in that day would be with a kiss. And being that it was dark, the soldiers looked to Judas, had a kiss the one that was Jesus, that they would know who it was that they should arrest. As Jesus stood before Pilate, accusations were made, but the accusations were lies. Bruised, battered, and bloodied, Jesus stood there, speechless. And Luke 22, verse 63, and 62 and 63, the Bible says there, and Peter went out and wept bitterly. I'm sorry, yeah, that's right. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and smote him. And when they had blindfolded him, they struck him on the face and asked him, saying, prophesy, who is this that smote thee? Jesus here was stricken, smitten here of these men. He was sent to Herod, but Herod wanted nothing to do with him. So Herod mocked him and dressed him up and made fun of him. Then Herod sent him back to Pilate. Pilate in return gave Jesus up to the people for their judgment. And they cried, crucify him, crucify him. He took the place of Barabbas, and Barabbas was set free. They scourged him, they whipped him. They plucked out his beard. They spit upon him. They led him to Calvary. They nailed his hands and his feet to an old rugged cross. Verse 33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, the one on the right and the other on the left. Here Jesus has been crucified. He has been smitten. They shoved the cross in the hole that was dug, impaling him up where all could see his naked, brutally mangled body. In Isaiah 52:14, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of man. Then in Isaiah 53, verses 3 through verses 12, the Bible said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone into his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from the judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was there any deceit deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and he made intercession for the transgressors. He prayed for the sinners. He prayed for the wicked. He interceded on our behalf. Jesus came to save. Jesus came to love. Jesus came to heal. Jesus came with humility. Jesus lived with humility. Jesus died with humility. But Jesus lives with honor and power. Praise God. Our God is not dead today. For He's alive and well. Thank God. And He's sitting on the throne making intercession to the Father for us. Tonight, the Bible said in John chapter number 1, verse number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of that light, that all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. He came into His own, and His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. The Bible said in verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, this was He of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness had all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Thank God for the grace of God that has brought salvation to every man. Thank God for His blood, and that He loved old sinners. I thank God for the torture that He went through. All the beating, all the bruising, all the plucking of the beard, all the spittle upon His face. He done it for me. And He done it for you. Oh, but He'll never do it again. Thank God what He did one time. It was good enough. Hey, God was satisfied with His Son. He was satisfied with His life. He was satisfied with His death. He was satisfied with His resurrection. And praise God, He'll forever be satisfied with His Son. Thank God for the Son of God that loved me and gave Himself for me. Thank God. And all that went through, praise God, all that went to Calvary by faith, that can be saved in the blood of Jesus. Amen. They'll never crucify Him again. They won't mock Him again. They won't strip Him again. They won't scorn Him again. They won't beat Him again. They won't spit on Him again. They won't drive the nails in His hands or in His feet again. They'll never crucify Him again. He's going to receive worship of His saints. He will be glorified, magnified, and honored. He will be praised and thanked and adored and admired. He will be blessed and marveled at. And He will be bowed down to. He is the King of glory. He is the rose of Sharon. He is the lily of the valley. He is the bright and morning star. He is the desire of all nations. He is the King of kings. He is the mighty God. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the elect presence. He is wonderful. He is glorious. He is the seed of woman. He is the Passover lamb. He is the high priest. He is the pillar of the cloud by day and the pillar of the cloud by night. God, the fire by night. He is God, and He always will be. He's the prophet like unto Moses. He is the captain of our salvation. He is the judge and the lawgiver. He is the kinsman redeemer. He is the trusted prophet. He is the reigning king. He is the faithful scribe. He is the rebuilder of the broken walls of our shattered lives. He is Mordecai. Praise God, He's the ever living redeemer. He is the Lord, our shepherd. He is our wisdom. He is the lover and bridegroom. He is the Prince of Peace. He is our weeping prophet. He is the four-faced man in Ezekiel. Amen. He's the fourth man in the fiery furnace. He's eternal husband, forever married to the backslider in Hosea, in Joel. He's the baptizer with the Holy Ghost. In Amos, He's the burden bearer. In Obadiah, He's our Savior. In Jonah, He's the great foreign missionary. In Micah, He's the messenger of beautiful feet. In Nahum, He's the avenger. Amen. In Habakkuk, He's the evangelist pleading for revival. In Zephaniah, praise God, He's the restorer of the lost heritage. In Zechariah, He is the fountain open in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. In Malachi, He is the Son of righteousness rising with healing in His wing. In Matthew, He is the Messiah. In Luke, He's the Son of God. In John, He's the Son of God. In Luke, He's the Son of Man. In Acts, He's the Holy Ghost moving and working among men. In Romans, He's the justifier. In 1st and 2nd Corinthians, He's the sanctifier. In Galatians, He's the redeemer from the curse of the law. In Ephesians, He is the Christ of the unsearchable riches. In Philippians, He is the God who supplies all our need. In Colossians, He is the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. In Thessalonians, He is the soon coming King. In 1st and 2nd Timothy, He is the mediator between God and man. In Titus, He is the faithful pastor. In Philemon, He is the friend of the oppressed. In Hebrews, He's the blood of the everlasting covenant. In James, He is the Lord who raises the sick. In 1st and 2nd Peter, He is the chief shepherd who shall appear. In 1st and 2nd and 3rd John, He is the love. In Jude, He's the Lord coming with 10,000s of His saints. In Revelation, He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And His name is Jesus, thank God. Praise God. They'll never crucify Him again. Thank God. I'm glad what Jesus did, He done right, thank God. In Philippians 2, 9 through 11, wherefore God hath also highly exalted Him. God the Father has exalted the Son. He's lifted Him up, and He wants us to worship Him. For He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is the rose of Sharon. Hey, thank God, He's wonderful. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. And God has given Him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. He'll never be crucified again. He'll never have His beard plucked again. He'll never be whipped and beaten like He was before. But He'll be adored, thank God. We'll bow at His feet, hallelujah. We'll worship Him through all eternity for all that He's done. He's been the one to hold our hand. He's been the one to walk us through the valley. He's the one that's brought us through the ditches. Thank God, He's the one that's healed our sicknesses. Hey, He's the one that saves all those sinners. He's the one that goes to the crippled and the lame in heart and saves their soul. Amen. Hallelujah. He'll never be crucified again. He'll never be marched down Pilate's hall. He'll never be robed in a false kingly apparel. But he'll be robed in the real kingly apparel. And he'll wear crowns of gold. Oh, thank God.
Oh, just to see him. Oh, just to look on him. After all he's done, we'll see the wounded hands. We'll see the wounded face. We'll see the wounds when we get there. And we'll know him from all everybody else. For he will be our King. He will be our Lord. He will be our Savior, thank God. Hallelujah. They'll never crucify him again. I'm glad he'll never be crucified. Amen. Brother, I'm done. Amen. I don't know how long I preach, but I'm done.
That's him.